USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stojanovic opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A new poll here in the United States says America blew it in Afghanistan. Tim Berg reports.
A new Politico Morning Consult poll conducted amid the chaos in Afghanistan shows a plummet in the percentage of voters who support the U.S. withdrawal. The poll conducted from August 13th through the 16th among a sample of 2,000 registered voters indicated that just 25% of American voters think the withdrawal from Afghanistan is going well. Just 49% of voters continue to support the withdrawal, down from 69% in April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Texas governor has COVID-19. Dan Naraki has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wag back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epoch Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.